Mate, this is as big a game as it gets. It's been built up. 90,000 there in Melbourne tomorrow night. Do you get that sense down there?
Yeah, we do. I think we've had a week to really understand how important it's going to be and put ourselves to the MCG for our captains on this afternoon, John. And I think, for me, I mean, it really is an impressive venue. And, you know, we had the opportunity to really understand how vast the space is and how many people are going to be there and how exciting the whole night's going to be. So you're right, I think they're tipping upwards of 90,000. New South Wales are coming to hammer us from all reports, and we need to get ourselves ready to roll.
Well, hammer you. I a little while ago played some comments of Paul Gallen. He is certainly, he's thrown a grenade into your camp. He said, you're grubby, you're disrespectful, you've got so-called angels, and his side were naive in game one.
Yeah, I didn't probably see it quite that way, Gibbsy, on review, mate. But anyway, I'm not about to criticise one of their great players, and we know that he's got a job to do to lead from the front, to stir his middle third forwards up, and we know they're going to be a lot more aggressive, and that's the challenge for our forwards, and also, you know, trying to make sure that we look after Billy, JT and David Sherwin, who we know is going to come in for a bit of extra attention, and that's all part of Origin and part of what makes this event so great.
Hey, you've got a very big staff down there. You're one of the assistant coaches, and you're the main right-hand man to Mel, but you've got Alfie, and you've got Kevy, and you've got Gilly, and you've got the managers, Stevie Walters, Gavin Allen, Jason Hetherington comes in, Coyne comes in. So you make the cups of tea and do the video work, which is very important. What have you spotted on that video? Did you glean anything really significant out of game one?
Well, what we deduced, Gibbsy, is, you know, people sort of half criticising the standard, but we actually were reasonably happy with what we got done. And we thought New South Wales actually got through, I think they got through 91% of their sets, John. So if you talk about being patient and building pressure, I mean, that's why they were there about, to, you know, 78 minutes and very much could have went either way, really. So, you know, they didn't take their opportunity. We took ours when it came. And in the end, that was the difference between a fantastic effort by two teams over 80 minutes. So we know we've got to get better, and we understand New South Wales are going to get better. So maybe tipping a little bit better standard game tomorrow night. Second game in, everyone's a bit more comfortable with what they're about, and we hope we can play a bit better, and we hope that we get those opportunities to show what we can do. And maybe the 10 metres is the other issue for both teams, just making sure there's enough time and space to play in, and that's really up to the referees then, isn't it, to sort that out.
Yeah, well, they've got the pressure on them. There's no doubt about that. Just getting back to the MCG where you train this afternoon, the oval ground, the wide open spaces, and this can sometimes happen even at the SCG, and Melbourne is bigger again. Does it seem confusing a little bit when you're talking about kicking and running and things?
I think we've had a little bit of advantage there, Johnny, with the fact that we've been at Richmond's home ground for a couple of sessions. So I think that, and it's in a similar sort of set up to the MCG, only 500 metres down the road. So I think that's been a pretty smart move by Mel to have us there for a couple of sessions before today. So, yeah, a little bit different to normal, but I think, you know, it's sort of running probably no different to ANZ, John, in some ways, in that you're a little bit away from the fence and you just got to get your bearings a little bit more. And, you know, we've had an opportunity in Salve Day to try and find your bearings, and hopefully we can get it sorted out on the night of the game.
Yeah, now, as far as the MCG goes, what about the surface and the weather? How was it there this afternoon?
Yeah, a little bit overcast, a little bit of a shower, and they're tipping that again tomorrow, but very similar to ANZ in that little bit slippery underfoot. We know it's going to be a little bit dewy, so again, kicking game, handling the footy, you know, trying to keep your footwork is going to be really important, so that's going to be a big focus for both teams tomorrow.
Someone who probably had the worst game in a big game of his long and illustrious career is Greg Inglis. He had some excuses, obviously, before game one. You would expect him to have a blinder tomorrow.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I mean, we probably thought he'd come in for a little bit of unfair criticism. Defensively, Gibbsy was really good for us. Did a great job on kick chase on Hopewadi and Dugan out of the backfield. So he was aggressive and worked really hard in that part of the game. So we know he can improve in his attack. So can Darius Boyd and John Thurston is part of that. So hopefully we can, you know, be thereabouts to give ourselves those chances. And we know that Morris has done a great job on him defensively, and that's full credit to the Blues for the way they've tried to contain him over the last couple of years.
Cooper Cronk is so important to Queensland. We've seen when he hasn't been there, like last year, what can happen. Daly Cherry-Evans says, and and what I alluded to before about Paul Gallant. He made comments about Terry Evans, a $10 million man, is going to be under enormous pressure. You would be expecting that?
Yeah, I think, there's an expectation for him to get out and play well. And to be honest, though, I think the fact that Cooper pulled out so early in the week has given Daly his best opportunity to prepare well. If you think back to game two last year, he really only had the last session of the captain's run to get himself right for game two. We had, I think, Greg Inglis was a bit underdone that time. We had, without making too many excuses, I think Daly's had a much better preparation. He's already had that opportunity to now play one game with Jonathan Thurston, Cameron Smith, Billy. So I'm expecting that will be good for him. And I'm sure a player of his calibre will be good. And I'm hoping he can get the job done. But you're right, Cooper's been, mate, fantastic. His preparation game one was first class. And the way he managed the game was 100% right too. So we do have a bit of work to do there to get it done again tomorrow night.
Finally, Michael, is there anyone in the New South Wales side that you fear more than anyone else, that you put more game time into or more preparation time into?
I guess, very hard to single just one player out, Gibbsy, because there's such quality across their team. We probably think that their attack's going to be a little bit sharper, maybe with Morris even on the end of the line. We probably think Dugan, we contained him pretty well, but he's a dangerous player. From the back. So, again, there's a couple of their outside backs that we think are going to have a bit more influence on the game. But I guess in the end, mate, their big forwards are the key to them, and we know that we've got to do a good job on them first up. So, that's the real danger, I guess, to try and win that battle if we can.